Iran. Shein don in kal michoimer lahachmer olav. I can't learn now dina in Zirus from a mitzvah. Maybe only by a mitzvah the Torah says to use a razor, because the mitzvah is more chomer. We'll see later why a nazir is called more stricter than why a mitzvah is more stricter than a nazir. So you can't learn out hilchos nazirus from a mitzvah. So therefore, the pasuk says tar lo yavra, teach us that now you can't use a tar. While you're a nazir, you're not allowed to use a tar. But when you get finished your nazirus, and then there's a mitzvah says that to cut off your hair, that's supposed to be done by tar. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, "Ain yitzarich." I don't need the pasuk for this. Harei Yom the pasuk says clearly, "Tar lo yavla roishoi ad malois." Torah says you can't use a razor until you finish your nazirus. Is that Torah Amr? Torah says clearly here that acha malois lo tay mikalachas elibatar. And here the pasuk says clearly, "Mashmi can't use a razor until you finish your nazirus." But Mashma clearly, once you're finishing the Zirus, then you're supposed to use the Tar. I read the Gemara book, see, the Pasuk says, Tar la Yavra Roshoi. And the way Tosis learns, the Gemara means to ask, like, we're Marba from Tar la Yavra Roshoi, any type of cutting off of the hair, you roll with a lav. Seems so, like, why does the Pasuk say the word Tar? Why is it special to say the word Tar? He's time to learn out that you have to mitzvah tikalachas later's betar. You know it anyway, like from this drasha. It's like, why is it extra the word tar here? That's the way Tosfos learns pshat. And on this, the Gemara answers, laver olo v'shnei laven. The word tar is extra, as it's to teach us when it's the pasuk says, even though it's one pasuk, of tar la yavra roishoi, it's as if the Torah is saying two times, tar, and then la yavra roishoi. So if you use a razor, you're over two laven. If you don't use a razor, other type of cutting off the hair, then you're only over one lav. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Lil kois biyachas. If a nozer, while he's a nozer, even cuts off one hair, he's over Malkus. La'akev b'shtayim. That it is aloche, when you're finishing the zirus, you have to take a mitzvah tekalachas. So how much is called the mitzvah? When are you making the mitzvah? You have to cut off all your hair. If you leave over two hairs, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's called la'akid. How much is left over, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, b'shtayim. Lister, like the loch we had in our Mishnah, if you take a haircut while you're a nozir, it's so that you have to count another 30 days to have 30 days worth of hair. So how much of the hair do you have to cut off now during the nozir to say that it's soyser? Is that it's soyser ela b'roi roshay. Only if you cut off the majority rove of your hair. But if you cut off less than rove of your hair while you're in Nazir, then you would not have to wait another 30 days.
The tekalachas has to be on, he has to have rove of your hair that's worth 30 days. So if you shaved off now, at the, you count the 20 days already, and now you shaved off most of your hair, so since what's left over is only a miyut, that's not enough to take the haircut with. So you have to still wait another 30 days until the hair grows back. That's called Enes Seisir Ela Baroiv Roshay. Now, Uvitar, the Pesach is a Vitar. That means Vitar in. You can only use a razor. Midi Achrin Eloi, something else, no. I, for the Gemara of Oktoni, we learned Minayin the Rabbah is called Amavirin. You're allowed to use anything that shaves off the hair. Eleima, I'll tell you like this. Kein Tar. It has to be something like a tar. You don't have to use a razor, true. You can use a machine also. But it has to be something that shaves very close to the skin, just like a razor does it. Tanya Namiak learned like this also. Nozir Shetolash, a nozir pulls off his hair. Meirat, he tweezes it out. Sifsif, he trims it. A cold shoe ain't a seiser. That alone is not seiser. Ela Barev Roshoi, Uvatar, unless he shaved off most of his hair, and also he had to shave it off Uvatar with a razor. And again, a razor doesn't mean mamish a razor. It's enough if it's kain tar. If it's close enough, like a razor. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Raimim Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Kishem Sheshtei Cyrus Ma Keves Boy. Just like at the end, when you do your mitzvah segalachas, you only mekayim the mitzvah, you shaved off all your hair, and you did not even leave over two. If you leave over two hairs, you did not do the mitzvah. Dealer is Kach Shtei Cyrus Soisroiz Boy. The same thing if while you're keeping your days even as Iris, if you shave off even two hairs, just two hairs you shave off, you're Soisroiz. that now you won't be able to take a haircut when you're finishing your zeros at the end of 30 days, but you're going to have to wait another 30 days. Just cutting off two hairs also is makif. Tanan Hossam learned over there in Mishnah in the Goyim that Shloisha Negalchin, there are three people that have an Indian to take a haircut, Udekalachasan mitzvah, and their haircut is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for them to take a haircut. Nazir, when a Nazir finishes his Yemei Nazirus, there's a mitzvah to take a haircut. Umetzairah, when a Mitzairah becomes Torah, he has to take a haircut. Uleviyim, Leviyim by the Chinuch, before you let a Levi start to do his Avodah, he also has to shave off all his hair. V'kulon shagilchu shalei betar, any of them took a haircut without a razor, or shasharu shtei saris, left the leftover two hairs, or yasav leklum, they didn't do their mitzvah. Whereas the mitzvah of a nozer, a mitzvah, and a levi, is they have to use a tar razor. We have what doesn't mean mamish a razor, but it has to be so close to the skin, like a razor. It has to be mamish, cut off to the roots. And if they don't use this, they're not makayim the mitzvah. And if they leave all the two hairs, also they're not makayim the mitzvah. The Amamah, we learned just before, Shloisha, three people in the Galchin, they have to take a haircut, but the Kachasa mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But the Mabshita, Avada, the Torah says these mitzvahs here. Whereas Mada, the Tamai would have thought, Mishamevuri Sarhum, that the Yikka mitzvah here is to take off the hair. V'yafilu Sach Nosa, even if they put a shmir ointment on it, what do you call a shaving powder? Even if they take powder, to take a staff and take it off with powder, Kamashmula no deloy, because that's not good. Because it says what? You have to have a tar, you have to use a razor, you have to cut. So mitzvah tekalachon, it has to be cut off. It's not good enough to use powder just to like burn it off. These mitzvahs are cutting off. Ketani says here, v'kulon shegichu shloi betar, any one of these took a haircut without using, like a razor, it's no good. So the Mavishle megabe nozik siv tar, the pasuk says clearly, tar le yavra roishai. The gabe levim siv eviru tar akol besarim. Also says the word tar. Ela mitzara betar minon. How do we know mitzara has to use a tar? Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Finish this off tomorrow. You're holding that mem amar aleph holding. Five lines down. Amar Rav Chizda. Lilkois biyachas. And also gets malchus if he cuts off even one of his hair. Biyachas. Laakev bishtayim. At the end of the Nazirus, there's the mitzvah to take a haircut. Take your haircut at the end means you have to cut off all your hair. And if you leave over even two hairs, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's called la'akev. You have to cut off all your hair and not even leave over two hairs. If you leave over two hairs, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Lister, if during while you're in the middle of being a nazir, if you take a haircut that the Mishnah says you have to wait another 30 days, and a seiser ela b'roiv roishay. That's only if you shaved off, cut off rove of your hair. But if you only shaved off a niyat of your hair, true, you get malchus rove with a lav, but you would not have to wait another 30 days. That's not seiser. Uvatar. Then it says what uvatar. So Tois learns uvatar means the koi areisha deina loikel uvatar. That you only get malchus, and nazir only gets malchus if he shaves off his hair, vitar. For the Gemara with a razor. For the Gemara, is that true? Vitar in the midyach rin yaloi? Does a nazir only get malchus if he cuts off his hair with a razor? In other words, by the shoresh, by the roots. Very close. And with nothing else? For Tani, we learned before, Minayin, the rabbi says, called Hamavirin, how do we know to include anything else that pulls off, that takes off the hair, called Mavirin, that not only with a tar, and even with tweezers, or with pulling out your hair, also the nazir is over. So Gemara says, Eleima, Kain tar. Means to say, anytime you take off your hair, like a razor, which means very close to the skin. If you'll use a shaver, it'd be the same halacha also. Any way of taking out your hair that it gets very close to the skin like a razor does, the nazir gets malchus for that. Senechlam, it doesn't, but that has to be with a razor, but it has to be like a razor, close to the skin. Shoikir alatay says, Shoikir ashar o mashchisa mikroi. Either you like pull out the hair, or you tweeze out the hair, or you cut it very, very close to the ikur, then the nazir gets malchus. For a Tanya Nami Yochi, we learn like this also. Nazir shetolash, a nazir that pulls out his hair, meirut, or uses the tweezers, or sifsa, that trims it kol shu. So the shalai yigoris here. It should be, the goris in the bottom says, the girsa should be, chayif, yechayif. You sifsa kol shu is chayif. That's the way it should be, girsa. And then ena soyser ela b'rayv roshay. And it's only soyser like we had before, only if you cut off rove of your hair.
Yeah.
So that's the way girsa is, that yechayif. And then ena soyser ela b'rayv roshay. That it's only soyser if he cuts off rove of his hair, uvetar. That he cuts off rove of his hair has to mean you cut it so close to your hair that there's no hair left. Like Cain tar. Bashek, like we had before, if you leave over enough hair that you could bend it over to touch the roots of the hair, which is 7 days worth of the hair, since the hair we hold grows from the ikar. No, it doesn't come out like that, no. So that's all. Ubatar. Who are then a saiser with a tar?
Yeah.
But I think that this way is going right now. Vatar means it goes back to the ratio. That this tar goes after the nazir is over to get to Malkus, as someone who uses a tar or cane tar. Right, Shimon ben Yudhuayner, Mishum Reb Shimon, Kishem Sheshtei Sairois, Ma'akvois Voi, the same way when at the end of the Nazirus there's a mitzvah tekalachas. So he said the mitzvah is to cut off all your hair and not even to leave over two. Two is Ma'akvi, Vinamakai, and the mitzvah. Kach Shtei Sairois, Soi Sairois Voi. He holds the same thing while during your nazir. If you take a haircut and cut off just two hairs, that's Saiser. That now you'll have to wait another 30 days. Not like we learned before, you have to cut off rove of your hair, but even just cutting off two hairs does this also. So not awesome. We're not going to be Mishnah Negoyim. Shloisha Megalchin, but the Karasan Mitzvah. Three people have an Indian to take a haircut, and their haircut is a mitzvah. Nazir or Mitzvah Leviim. These three people have a mitzvah to take a haircut. The kulan shen gilcho shalei betar. Any one of these three took the haircut not with the razor. Or sheshayro shtei sairus. Because even if they used the razor, but they left over two hairs, lo yosav leklum, they did not do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to shave off all the hair and to use a tar or something like a tar. So Amma, we just said, that Shlesha, three people, Megalchin, for the Kalasan mitzvah. They have a mitzvah to take a haircut, they have an Indian to take a haircut, and the Kalasan is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah for them to take a haircut. For the Gemara Pshita, of course. So Gemara says, no, now the time I would have thought, Mishomehure Saru, that the mitzvah here is mainly that they should take off the hair. That's the mitzvah, they should not have any hair. A Nazir, after he finishes his Nazirus, or a Mitzvah when he wants to become Tor, or the Leviim by the Chinuch of Leviim, the Mitzvah is just that they should take off all the hair. And I would have thought to say, V'afilu Sach Nasa, even if they use powder to just like burn it off, maybe Lamaisa, since all the hair is off, then the kind of the Mitzvah, Kamash Malan Delay, Kamash Mano, that the Mitzvah is Megalchin, there's a Mitzvah to cut it off. The Mitzvah to take a haircut means cutting, it has to be cutting off. Not to use a powder to like burn it off. There's kamashman, these things are with a tar, with a razor that has to be like a cutting. Ketani, we learned, the kulan shegil chush leibetar, any one of these three, if they took the mitzvah, the haircut, without using a razor, they're not yaitza. So how do we know this? Bishleim megabe nozik siv tar lo yavar aroshoi. Like we had the Gemara before. The pasuk says by a nozir tar, the razor, he should not go over his head with it. And even though this pasuk is talking about during his Yemei Nazirus, while he's a nozir, but still we dashim before meant to say that ad malois, that means that you're not allowed to use the razor until you finish your Nazirus. But when you finish your Nazirus, then you're allowed to use a tar, or you're supposed to use a tar. So by a nazir, we learned before already that the mitzvah is to use a tar, to use a razor. The gabi leviyim siv, the heviru tar akol besarim. by the Levium, by the Chinuch of Levium also, the Pasuk says clearly, they have to use a razor all over some of the whole body. You have to take off all the hair. So these two places, it says clearly, you have to use a towel. You have to use a razor. Ela mitzayra v'tar minolun. How do we know that a mitzayra has to use a towel? How do we know his mitzvah to shave off his hair is with a razor? V'chitena, maybe you want to tell me. Teisim levium. Let's learn it out from levium. Ma levium shekein tunim tikalachas. Just like a levium. Have a mitzvah to take a haircut. V'yein tikachlasan ela v'tar. Their mitzvah is only with a razor. Afan yov yes a mitzayra. Maybe the same halacha should apply by a mitzvah also. Shutoyin tikalachas. He has to take a haircut. V'yein tikachlachtoi ela v'tar. So therefore, maybe also learn out the mitzvah from a nazir, from Levium, that is mitzvah tikarlachas is only with the tar. Samara says no, and this we can ask the question. Ikol lemifrach, we can ask like this. Nala Levium shekein tunim tenufa begufam. There's a special inyan by the Levium, the chinuch, that Aaron has to pick them up. They have to be picked up. There's a tenufa begufam, the body. But the Baram Tosis says, the Pasuk says, V'heinif Aaron es ha-Leviyim, Tenuf l'fnei Hashem, that Aaron has to pick up the Leviyim. So by the Leviyim, there's a special mitzvah Tenufa. Maybe that's why the Torah was makpid, that his haircut has to be that Lavdav haircut. His whole body, you have to shave off his hair with a tar. But Teyama be-Mitzorah, Teloytuna Tenufa be-Gufan, but by a Mitzorah, there's no mitzvah to pick up the Mitzorah. There's only a mitzvah tenufa with his korban. So maybe the Torah wasn't makpid that his haircut, his shaving, has to be done with a razor. Maybe it can be done with the scissors. So we can't learn out a mitzvah from Levim. Elo the Gemara says, good, I'll learn out someplace else. Teisei minozer. Let me learn out that a mitzvah has to use a razor from Hilchus from a nozer. No, you can't learn out from Nozir. Nozir has the chumrah that the korban a Nozir has to bring has to be with lechem. Teyama be mitzorah, mashenka by mitzorah, teloi, that the korban of a mitzorah does not need lechem. So maybe you can't learn out mitzorah. You can't learn out mitzorah from a Nozir. Elul Gemara says, Mechod Eloyasiya. You can't learn out from one. Avetaisim etavayit. Let's learn out from both of them. Let's learn out from both of them. For the Gemara Mehet Taisim, from which one can you learn out from? Taisim says, from one alone you can't. Let's learn out from both of them. So Mehet Taisim, no, let's even look from both of them. Taisim alavim, one learn out from Levim, ma Levim, shekain tenufa, shetain tenufa, begufon. Levim, you can't learn out from, because Levim have a chumrah, that they have to be a tenufa begufan. So you can't learn out mitzorah from Levim, like we said before. On this the Gemara says, no, nozir yochich. If you learn out from both of them together, nozir proves not like that. A nozir does not have a mitzvah tenufa begufan. You don't have to pick up the nozir, and still he has to have a tar. So Gemara says, no, but now the nozir, shekein karbon toyin lechem. If you want to learn out from a nazir, the nazir has a churma that its korban needs lechem. Mashenka the mitzvah's korban does not need lechem. So this the Gemara says, Levim yachicho. We'll learn it back from the Levim. Levim don't have to bring lechem, and still they have to use a tar. So that's always the klal of the chazar hadin. Let's learn out one from the other. It returns back that leroi zeh keroi zeh, for leroi zeh keroi zeh. That means each side that has a special thing about it, that's not what causes the special halacha. Because we see the other one that doesn't have the special halacha also has it. So that throws out the special inyanim. In other words, you see, to have to use a tar razor, you do not have to need a tenufa begufam. Because a nazir doesn't have a tenufa begufam. And you see, you do not have to have lechem, because levim don't have lechem. So if so, what's the one common denominator between both of them? Shein tunim tigalachas, that is a mitzvah for them to shave off the hair, or tigalachon betar, and both the Levium and the Nazir have to use a razor. So therefore, Afan the Ovi Yasa Mitzora should turn to Kachlachas. Who adin a Mitzora that has a mitzvah at the end when he wants to become Tor to take a haircut, to shave off his hair? How does he have to do it? Is Udachlachtoi Vitar that I should learn out from these two together, from a Nozir and a Leviim, that when he has a mitzvah to Kachlachas, the mitzvah is Vitar with a razor. So that's how I know a Mitzora has to shave, take off his hair with a razor. And this Gemara says, "Omale Rav mi banash to Rav Ashi." Rav said to Rav Ashi, "For Lifrach, I still have a pirk. I still have a question on this Mahatzad. For Lifrach, let's ask like this: Mal yatzad haShavah shaben. You know what's special about this Tzad haShavah over here? Shekein